Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bob Rose Show, everybody. We've got special guests lined up for you right now. Kiefer Calkins and Bill Rodriguez from the city of Ocala. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Something pretty special going on in the community. Everybody's familiar, I think, with Fort King, but maybe not. So it's celebrating the attack on Fort King going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And you guys just did a huge restoration job to the park, didn't you?
Actually, it's a reconstruction. We're excited to unveil to the public for the first time Fort King, where it once stood. It's a huge wooden fort that was really important to the Second Seminole War. And, yeah, we're going to have kick off this opening with a big reenactment both days, soldiers and Seminoles, time period vendors, food vendors, all kinds of stuff to entertain you and get you some great Florida history at the same time.
Well, I got to enjoy the festivities last year, and I know it's going to be even bigger and better with the reconstruction of the fort and all that. And this will go on for the 2 days, and I just want to make sure I have this right, 10 to 4 both days?
That's right.
Okay. All right, and so what are we looking at in terms of the time period that you're going to cover there?
Well, Bob, we're going to cover approximately from the beginning of when the fort was first constructed around 1827 to about 1842. However, the events are going to focus around particularly December 28th, 1836.
And what happened on that date?
That was the day that Osceola attacked Fort King, killing Wiley Thompson, the Indian agent that was assigned to them here in this part of Florida, as well as the Sutler store owner, Erastus Rogers, and three others.
So that's part of the Seminole Indian tribe, and they never actually officially surrendered. Is that true?
That is correct. They are the, as they refer to themselves as the unconquered. They have never signed a treaty with the United States government in any way or with the military, and we're proud to say that we have them on board as a partner with this event, and they will actually have a hand-to-hand full contact combat troop there doing demonstrations.
My producer Greg said he wants to be the stunt dummy for that, so maybe we can work that out.
What? Hey, we're always looking for one.
Hey, Greg, I got a great soldier's uniform for you, ready to go.
Gee, you're too kind.
And maybe we can play target practice with him later with bows and arrows.
We're always looking for volunteers.
I know it is going to be a fantastic time. You hearken back to that time period and you say, geez, hurricanes hit here, and how long can we survive without air conditioning, let alone electricity? You try to give us a little taste of what life was like in the 1830s in hot, sweltering Florida.
Yeah, I think we all got a little bit of a taste of it with Irma. I always sort of try to bring that up in programming that I do. But you're going to really see how life was like on that site and around Florida in the 1800s. I mean, it's only a little over 200 years ago, but the world was a way different place. So, food was cooked over the fire. There's no electricity. The mosquitoes were a lot bigger back then, and there was no screens. Life was a lot harder. We didn't have the medical stuff that we have. People were dying of malaria and typhoid, and if you got shot, you might have not made it like you would have today. So especially for newer generations that really don't know about power loss and not having a cell phone, I think this is a real eye-opening experience for them to really see what people dealt with in our near past.
Yeah, well, you could die from a simple infection, something we would definitely not even think twice about these days. And it definitely, I think, opens up a whole different world, especially to the young people. In the past, when I went before, you guys had some great vendors on site. Is that going to continue this time around?
Absolutely. The Spotted Pony is going to be there. They're going to have their trade store. Deb Sands is going to be there. She's going to be doing selling her ceramics and doing some ceramic demonstrations. We're going to have some native plant people selling wares, all kinds of demonstrators. The blacksmith's going to be out there. Ben Rogers from Tinker Forge is going to be there doing blacksmith demonstrations, along with all kinds of other demonstrations from the Seminole people and from soldiers.
One of the things we pride ourselves on this event, Bob, is we handpick our vendors, our demonstrators, our reenactors, and you're not going to find anything on that site that you're going to be able to go to the mall and buy or find. Everything is time period correct, from the programming to the dress to the weaponry. And just the actual military maneuvers to say that we go through during the reenactment are all time period correct.
Yeah, I was surprised last time when I was offered a manatee steak.
We don't give those out to everyone.
Oh, that was supposed to be on the down low. My bad.
Whoops.
Keep that between us.
But we will be having a time period kitchen going on. There's going to be cooking a big hog during the event for the reenactors, but we will also have some more modern food vendors there for some food for people that get a little hungry during the reenactment.
Wow, this is just fantastic stuff. And like you said, if you want to pick up unique gifts for the holidays, things that you're not going to find anywhere else, this would definitely be the place to do it. Attack on Fort King. Be part of the excitement, folks, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4. And I want to make sure this number is correct. For more information, folks can call 368-5533. Does that work?
That's right.
All right, we're looking forward to it. And thanks for coming on board and being with us today. Bill Rodriguez, Parks Division Head, City of Ocala. And Kiefer Calkins, your head of outdoor for the City of Ocala, is that right?
Outdoor and historic resource programming for the City of Ocala.
Fantastic. Thanks, you guys, for all of your hard work, and we're very much looking forward to Attack on Fort King. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And coming up, we'll talk about whether or not the Republicans can get this tax cut thing done. There's some twisting of arms. Can they get all the Republicans on board? We'll talk about that and more coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.